Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Dam, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, I got you. It's About Damn Time, the podcast about self-discovery. It is my self-journey. I'm on a road to building a better me, and hopefully through conversations and revelations, you too can build the better you, because we're in this together. Excuse me, together. We are in this together. Now, it is about damn time that we talk about, well, we've already talked about it. Excuse me. It's about damn time we remind ourselves more so that healing is not linear. Healing is not linear. Now, I get on here mostly every week. I know I've been gone for a month and I'm getting ready to explain, but get on here mostly every week and talk about being 1% better every day, and just try to have real conversations that either inspire you, or you get a peek inside my life, or a peek inside some of my guests' lives, and you say, hey, that's me too, and you feel seen, and maybe it pushes you to be better. And that's good. When I'm, you know, when it's a good clip, you know, it's noteworthy, you're like, ooh, wow, that's fire. But when you had them setbacks, oh, for me, I feel like when shit gets stressful, I go back to my default settings. And I'll try to explain this. So, reason why I've been gone a month is because May kicked my natural black ass. May was not a joke. Now, last month would have been good to do some shit for, because it was mental health awareness month, but I was aware of my mental health issues last month, because May was no joke. And everything that happened, almost seemingly everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And, you know, looking at it from a hindsight being 2020, I can say that things could have been worse, but things could have been a whole lot better. You know, just get to that point where we had the culmination of my daughter graduating. She did on the 31st. Shout out to Brooklyn. Which is wild that I have a high school graduate. That is wild. But the culmination of getting there took its toll on me mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially. It started first of the month. Like, y'all know I've been in the gym doing my thing. I was like, yo, I'm the triceps was tricepping, everything was kind of coming together. And then I guess I went a little too hard on leg day and I hurt my glute. So it might've been a strained glute muscle, gluteus minimus, which I didn't even know was a muscle. Or some physician said it might've been sciatica. I don't know. That shit hurt. I could barely walk. I could barely move. I couldn't put any weight on there, like, let alone go to the gym. I couldn't stand up for longer than 5 minutes without pain shooting down my leg. So that was part of it. You know, mentally, just knowing that, you know, just trying to organize people to get to this jubilee, if you will, of Brooklyn getting out of high school and entering into a new chapter of her world. And my baby, she likes to, when daddy has it, she don't worry about it. She's like, oh, I know you get everybody there. Yeah, it was a little stressful for me. Things that I had been pushing off, like trying to make sure that she's good and her car straight and everything else. Well, May was the month that it came up in. And I don't think I've had a financial May like I did. Actually having a job. Like y'all know I didn't work for 9 months and that was a struggle, but actually having a job, yeah, the amount of things that were getting cut off and taken back. I won't go into too many details. But yeah. She was hard. She was hard. But you know, it's whatever. You sacrifice for your kids. And it is what it is. But I think it all just took its toll on me. And I think without me actually having an outlet, any type of physical outlet, mind you, I was struggling. And it was amazing to me. All the things that I've learned through therapy and the conversations that I've had on this show, you know, over 200 episodes, and just the research that I've done, the conversations that hadn't been recorded here. It's like I always say, when you know better, you do better. And I knew better, but for some reason, like with maybe 3 to 5 things that happened back to back to back, getting my job on, and yeah, I went back to unhealed, unlearned Jared. And that just consisted of just going to work, coming home, laying in bed, zoning out, watching TV. I always know when I'm stressed because I am not going to watch any new show. There are plenty of new shows or shows that I want to watch and finish. I'm going to watch some classics. I'm going to watch some comfort television that I don't have to think about. That kind of just gives me nostalgia that I know what's going to happen. And I guess because my life being so unpredictable at that point, I need to bathe in familiarity. Sorry, that's a hard word to say. Especially when you from the South and you talk fast. But that was that. I was eating a lot of sugar. And again, a lot of that is because the thing that was helping me cope was taken away from me, like the exercise. And so when stress got, you know, started happening, it's just, you know, I know I got on here, you know, a month and a half ago talking about how creatine is, you know, helping me. Well, that's another thing. The routine falls off too. I know that I need a routine in order to be successful. I know what I am when I have a routine versus what I am when I don't have a routine. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like, oh, at 8:30 we do this, at 9:15 we do this. It don't have to be like that, but just a basic thing. So how things get done, I flow better. It's a routine stop. The creatine stop, taking my any anxiety meds stop, my supplements. It was just like survival mode. And I hate that. Like I literally saw myself doing it. And I was angry at me. But it was like default coding. And I don't know. I don't know. I got on here because I wanted to talk about it because I know other people face it. Well, I assumed other people faced it. And maybe I just wanted to get it out to kind of just record an episode to kind of get me back on track. Because I didn't have a solution on what you can do during that time frame. Do you just weather the storm? Do you do you take a deep breath and like, okay, let's focus on one thing? But when everything was falling apart, it feels very hard to focus on one thing. And I think for me, my one thing was like, I know I got to go to work because I got to pay these bills. So maybe work was that one thing. So I hate that. I just fall back into it. Like I'm back being, I don't necessarily say toxic, Jared. I wouldn't necessarily say that I was like depressed or suicidal like I've been in the past when I struggled with my mental health issues. I was perfectly fine in that regard. I was not fearful of my life at all. But I think life just got heavy. And maybe when life gets heavy, maybe that's the time where you give yourself grace and you kind of just weather it. Because honestly speaking, nothing has really changed since from May to June. Like, I still got to recover financially. I still got some upcoming things I got to do with family and then making sure that my beautiful daughter is prepared for Xavier University in New Orleans. It's a proud papa smile. You can see it. You can see it. Yeah. So it's still things. There's still things going on. The job's not finished. So what's got me on here recording again and getting ready to post again and do another run with guests and podcast episodes and promotion? I guess it was just letting the thunderstorm just kind of roll past you. I think it's similar to like when you're driving on the road and that rain comes down real hard where even the fastest speed of your windshield wiper ain't wiping that rain out fast enough. And you're like, I can't see shit. So you park either on the side of the road or right under an underpass and you just sit there and you let the rain, the heaviest part of the storm, go by. It's still going to be raining. I ain't saying sink under that underpass for like 6 months. But maybe we get past the roughest part of the storm. And when it lets up a little bit, we still keep driving. We still keep pushing forward. We still keep going towards our goals. Whether it's podcasts or, you know, trying to find a new job or searching for your own happiness. I think this approach the perception of this approach kind of came to me having a conversation with a friend last night. She too had a rough May. I'm competitive. And I'm always competitive in like even the worst of the worst things. But I can't even compare. I can't even compete with the May that she had from what she told me. I was just like, shit. I'm gonna shut the fuck up. But this person who, as recently as the last couple of months ago, decided to fight for her happiness, moved to a different city, no longer took up the role over of the family leans on me and I have to fix everything with the family. I had to provide intellectual, emotional, and financial support for everybody. She had a job that was, that literally punished her so much psychologically that she would just go home, couldn't sleep. Didn't matter if she took any, whatever sleep med she took, didn't matter if she had some alcohol, she just, and you want to talk about, like, you, I want to talk about my comfort shows. She got comfort shows down to a science. I watched her thrive after she left and moved to a different town. I watched, she was naturally happy and smiling, lost weight, wanted to eat better. Felt like the weight had lifted off her. And I saw her in April. And I just, I hugged her a lot. Because I was just very excited that she was happy. And then that May hit her. Just like that May hit me. And when you have those times where life is coming at you like a train wreck, it's not like a car accident, you know, a little fender bender. It feels like everything is coming down at you at once. It's those times where you're completely bombarded, and those two steps that you took forward makes it feel like you took seven steps back. And it's those times where you talk to yourself late at night and you question yourself and you say, do I even deserve to be happy? You see, I tried to get this little sliver of happiness. Everyone has been telling me that I need to work on myself and put myself first. And I finally did it. And the sun peeked out of the clouds for a little while and gave me hope. And then it crushed me. The dark clouds came back around. And the thunderstorm came back. I know, I'm using a lot of analogies, but you get me. Those are those moments where you feel like, see, this is what I get for trying. It makes you feel like you shouldn't have even surrendered to hope. It makes you feel like that you should not have pursued happiness. But I'm here to tell you, happiness may be elusive at times. Shit may happen. But it's worth fighting for. You deserve it. We all do. And I'm not going to lie to you. That leaves a bad taste in my mouth, even just saying it out loud. Because for years, I have told people that I don't deserve to be happy. And it's not like I thought I was just a bad person. I just thought that maybe my point in time in life, for me, I should just, I'm a vessel to help other people be happy. Maybe happiness is necessarily not for me. I've said that. But everyone deserves happiness. Everyone deserves to figure out what happiness looks like for them. Like, You can't just keep moving around doing for others. You don't even know what it looks like. I have people in my life, multiple people, myself included, gun in your head, hey, give me five things that'll make you happy. A hubba, 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 hubba. Pulling some shit out of our ass, and you know that you know when someone says something to you and you know they don't fucking mean it. Like they say some shit, you be like, you don't even mean that shit you said. Yeah, that's us. That's us. You deserve to be happy. So it's not back like I never left. I mean, well, it kind of is. See, the title was a double entendre because I've been gone a month, so it's felt like I never left. But also, it's the feelings I have of being defeated feels like it's back like I never left, like I didn't try to fight for my own happiness. Double entendre, you know what I'm saying? Coke is still my sponsor. But it isn't back like I never left, like you can't continue to fight for your happiness. Sure you can. These are setbacks, bumps in the road, big-ass potholes on Jefferson Page Road in Shreveport, Louisiana, when you're just trying to go see your friend graduate and maybe see another friend and see what happened. And you hit a pothole and fuck up your car. Fix the car. Apologize. And then try to do better next time. You're not alone in feeling like you don't deserve it because you fight so hard for it. You're not alone. But I'm here to tell you, sit under that underpass. Excuse me. Sit under that underpass. Let the rough part of that storm pass by. And then when you can see, you push forward. I did. That's what made me hit record. That's all I got for you this week. Those are just my thoughts. It's right or wrong. That's what I'm feeling at the time. So you can take it with a grain of salt if you like. That's how I feel. And I want you to think about it. If this episode made you think, made you kind of dig deep into your feelings, made you go, huh, that's me. Or it ain't me. But I know somebody who this affects, share the episode. As far as it's about damn time, I am back like I never left. We got some episodes coming at you next week and beyond. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with me. So until next time, I will see you next week. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.